He wrote Meditations as a private journal, never meant for publishing, just to argue himself into being a better man by morning. That's a strange thing to have in common with a chatbot. But it's the same exercise. Marcus Aurelius was the most powerful man on earth, and he still wrote himself notes at night, reminding himself not to be an ass the next day. That's basically what Meditations is. A Roman emperor arguing with his own worst impulses in a notebook nobody else was supposed to read. I think about that a lot because the mechanism he was using, write it down, examine it, hold yourself to the standard, is exactly what a good AI conversation does, except it can push back on you instead of just sitting there as blank paper. The dichotomy of control applied to your actual Tuesday. Everyone who's read one Stoic quote knows, focus on what you control. Fewer people have a reliable way to sort a real, messy situation into the control and not control buckets when they're actually stressed. That's not a knowledge problem, it's a clarity problem, and clarity is where AI is genuinely useful. Dichotomy of control prompt. I'm dealing with this situation. Describe what's stressing you out. Acting as a Stoic advisor in the tradition of Epictetus, help me split this into what is actually within my control and what isn't. Then help me write one sentence I can return to today that keeps my attention on the first list, not the second. I used this on a bad week with Harry's video edits sitting in my inbox, three deadlines colliding, and a mind that wanted to catastrophize all of it at once, splitting it into things I can act on before noon, and things that are just going to happen regardless, took the temperature down by a lot. Not because the situation changed, because my grip on it did. Prosoche, rebuilt as a nightly habit. The Stoics had a practice called prosoche, roughly mindful attention, reviewing your day's thoughts and choices each evening and asking whether they served reason and virtue or just reaction. It's a good practice. It's also one that's easy to do badly alone because you already know your own excuses. This is where having something to actually respond to you helps. Evening prosoche prompt. Act as a Stoic philosopher in the tradition of Marcus Aurelius. I'm going to tell you about a moment from today where I reacted badly or felt off balance. Ask me clarifying questions, the way a wise mentor would, then help me see whether the reaction served my values, and if not, help me reframe how I'd want to handle it next time. Why this works better than journaling alone. A blank page doesn't ask follow-up questions. It lets you write, "I got annoyed at traffic," and move on. A good Stoic conversation asks why the traffic mattered so much, and that's usually where the actual insight is hiding. Memento mori, without the doom spiral. Memento mori, remember you will die, is probably the most misunderstood Stoic concept online, mostly because people turn it into either a tattoo or a nihilistic shrug. Used properly, it's a clarifying tool, not a morbid one. It's meant to help you stop wasting attention on things that won't matter in a year. Try this once a week, not daily. Ask an AI to help you honestly evaluate whether the thing currently stressing you would still matter to you at the end of your life. Not as a gimmick, as a genuine filter. Most weekly stressors fail this test immediately, and that's the point. The one place I draw a line. Stoicism has a rigor to it that can tip into suppression if you're not careful. Don't feel the feeling, instead of examine the feeling. A good AI conversation should help you sit with a reaction and understand it, not talk you out of having emotions in the first place. If a prompt ever leaves you feeling flatter instead of clearer, that's worth noticing. Worth saying plainly, this is philosophy for reflection, not therapy. If you're carrying something heavier than a bad Tuesday, please bring it to a real person, a therapist, a friend, someone who can actually sit with you. What I've actually kept from this. 2,000 years of a philosophy built for emperors and slaves alike, and the part that stuck for me is embarrassingly simple. Most of what wrecks my day was never actually mine to control. AI didn't teach me that. Marcus Aurelius did, 19 centuries ago. It just gave me a way to practice it daily instead of admiring it from a bookshelf.